Siman Aleph Siv Beis. Kol Ois Tzricha Liyos Goylem Echad. Every letter has to be one unit. It should not be broken into halves. Kav Tzach Liyos Menekudah Shala Aleph. It can mean Yud. Menekudah Shetach Ter. Uve Yud Hashim Va'ayim Va'chay Yatzad Hashim Noigiz Ve'ois. Va'achah She'enu Nogaz Psulim. Aleph is made up of a diagonal vav, but the Yud on top, Yud on bottom. Those two Yud are not touching. Then the Aleph is also the same thing. It's on the top of a Shin and Ayin and Tzadik. They have Yudin on top of them. Also, if they're disconnected, the letter is possible. The Sharoisi is any letter that has a crack in it is possible. Chutz Mehevakul She'ein Viga Haregel Magai Noga possible. The two exceptions to the rules are the Hei and the Kuf. Those letters have to dafka be separated. Nachafila. It should be separated enough that an average person can see the separation. But the other, as long as it's not touching, it should also kosher. Also, it should not be more than a coolness thickness away from the top. You know, the break between it and the top should be thickness of the quill that's being used to write. It might be possible that if there is a connection between the regular of the hay and the kuf and the top, and even if it's a very thin one, it is possible, even if a child would not notice it. But we see it is connected very thinly, it still is possible.